So this year I had I was thinking of a 1950s British light orchestral piece. The specific ones I listened to are I think Portrait of a Flirt, Manhattan Playboy, and there's one by Alf Clausen called Oh, Land of Chocolate, and it's from The Simpsons, actually. So it's I fell in love with those pieces kind of recently, so I wanted to do something in the style of that. The title doesn't really have too much of a meaning other than it kind of a paradise kind of feel. But I thought it was kind of funny that there's Paradise Lost and now there's Paradise Found. So that's kind of the inspiration for the title. Originally, I did have a lot of intention with having a orchestra play it because it's supposed to be like orchestral, but I ended up having to cut out a lot of those ideas because there's only two instruments.
Well, so you knew, I mean, obviously they give you the instrumentation, but what did you think when you found out, like, oh, it's a trombone and a violin?
Oh, that was really surprising to hear. I've never written for trombone and violin before, and everybody was telling me that's like the weirdest thing they've ever heard of, and it's going to be really challenging because you're only working with those two instruments.
Yeah, I mean, and there's such different timbres too. I mean, you've got like this low sound and the high sound of the violin.
I immediately thought of the violin as being more the melodic kind of part, but I didn't want the trombone just being like rhythm. So I kind of tried to switch them on and off and kind of transition each person's melody into the next. So it was definitely challenging, but I think I made it work to the best of my abilities, you know.
Well, congratulations, because you got first place again this year. I mean, that's like, did you think that you would be back here in San Antonio again, let alone, you know, with the first place award again?
So I was kind of, I felt confident I could probably at least place. I was about 50-50 on whether I'd get first or not, because I got first last year, and so I thought, you know, I can probably get first again if I got it last year. But the previous guy who won, Peter Fitzgerald, he won a couple years ago, but then the next year when I won, he got second place. So I thought maybe somebody else would come in and maybe dethrone me or something, you know.
Well, last year when we talked, you told me that you were going to be, if I remember right, you said you wanted to be working on some jazz arrangements in the future. Did that you've been doing any of that?
Not so much. I think I've been doing lots of school projects, and I wrote a choral piece that was kind of like a ragtime kind of thing, but I don't know. I really like writing jazz. I was just kind of trying to have variety, so I didn't want to just keep writing jazz. So eventually I decided to, you know, I do have a piano piece that is like a swing, you know, it's maybe what do you call it? Stride piano
Yeah,
kind of blues.
James P. Johnson type, yeah.
Yeah. So I've done a little jazz, but not, I want to kind of have variety in my compositions.
And last thing also is last year you were telling me that you look forward to, you know, moving to a bigger city someday. Is that still on your hope list?
That's still on my hope list. I was thinking about moving to LA, but I've had a couple people kind of tell me that it might not be the best route, and it's also really expensive, so I have to think I have to think of what's going to work the best, you know. So it's on the wish list, but it's not final.
Well, Sam, congratulations. Thanks again.
Thank you.